This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior figures from the ruling party are still detained after an early morning raid. The move came after days of escalating tension between the civilian government and the powerful military that stirred fears of a coup in the aftermath of an election the army says was fraudulent. The Myanmar military commander-in-chief, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, on Wednesday told military personnel that the country's constitution should be repealed if it was not abided by, citing previous instances where charters had been abolished in Myanmar. The Election Commission on Thursday rejected the military's allegation of vote fraud, saying there were no errors big enough to affect the credibility of the state. Meanwhile, the United States did, in fact, warn Myanmar to reverse course following those reports that the country's military had arrested its leader. Somalia's government announced the end of a seven-hour deadly siege after a suspected suicide car bomb exploded Sunday in Somalia's capital, following a shootout between militants and security forces at a hotel. It caused at least nine deaths. Militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab, which is linked to Al-Qaeda, often carries out bombings in its war on Somalia's government, claimed responsibility via its radio station. Incident happened in the busy kilometer 4 area of Mogadishu. Reuters saw security forces besiege the area where cars are inspected en route to the airport, and where politicians regularly gather at the hotel. This is VOA News. Russian police detained more than 5,000 people Sunday at unauthorized rally nationwide in support of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. The authorities had said in advance that the rallies were illegal and would be broken up. And a massive show of force, police imposed a sweeping security lockdown in the heart of Moscow, sealing off streets to pedestrians near the Kremlin, closing metro stations, and deploying hundreds of riot police as snow fell. At one point, a column of protesters marched towards a prison in northern Moscow where Navalny is being held, chanting, "Let him go." In another scene, a crowd raised its hands above its head and in front of a row of riot police and chanted, "We're not your enemies." U.S. President Joe Biden is inviting to the White House a group of 10 Republican senators who propose spending about one-third of what he is seeking in coronavirus aid. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Sunday night that Biden spoke with the leader of the group, Senator Susan Collins. The invitation to meet in the coming days came hours after the lawmakers had sent Biden a letter urging him to negotiate rather than try to ram through his $1.9 trillion package solely on Democratic votes. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in a fresh round of protesters against President Jair Bolsonaro over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. And protesters in Rio de Janeiro paraded in cars and bikes shouting for Bolsonaro's removal. Demonstrations also took place in Sao Paulo and outside federal buildings in the capital. Bolsonaro, who tested positive for the coronavirus last summer, has been routinely criticized by scientists and health experts for not enacting measures that would minimize the spread of the disease. Brazil has recorded the second highest number of deaths and the third highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the world. That's according to data from the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Research Resource Center. Brazil isn't the only place that saw COVID-related protests over the weekend. Thousands of protesters faced off with police and riot gear in Vienna on Sunday. And demonstrators protested against a lockdown amid the spread of the coronavirus disease in Lima, Peru. In the U.S. just Saturday, Los Angeles protesters rallying against COVID-19 vaccines down in masks and gathered at the gates at Dodger Stadium via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.